We are chatting this afternoon to Joanna Butler. She is the owner of That Wine Domain. And from what I hear, Joanna has a passion for rescuing dogs. And she lives on this beautiful wine farm with her husband, David, and their son, and of course, many, many dogs. Joanna is a graduate of Rhodes University in the Eastern Cape and has worked in tourism in Plettenberg Bay for 26 years, having farmed wine since 2012. So that's quite a nice track record, Joanna. I'm very excited to chat to you about the wine domain and hear all about this beautiful award-winning producer of Pinot Noir.
Hello,
So,
Janet.
yes,
Thank you
hi,
so much for
Joanna.
this. Hi, and thank you so much for this opportunity. It's when Amy Lee phoned me, I was so excited. I didn't really know. It's like, wow, I felt quite grown up.
Well, we were looking for exceptional producers. We were looking for different experiences in Plett. And even though we didn't get to visit you, you're definitely on our bucket list for the next time. And I believe that you are about 20 kilometers out of Plettenberg Bay, correct?
Yes, that's correct. So we are in the area going up to the crags. So you, I think, went to go and visit Cairn Monty. We
Yes.
are about 4 kilometres before you get to Cairn Monty. So,
Ah,
yes.
okay. Wonderful. So tell us about this amazing estate. I believe you first started producing in 2016 and you have an award-winning Pinot Noir. So we are very eager to hear about what is That Wine Domain all about.
Well, we sort of fell into the wine making quite inadvertently. My sister and brother-in-law, they had started Bremond Wine Estate. We'd bought a property together in the Crags, and they had started growing wine there. And about 12 years later, we decided that we would also like to start making wine, but David doesn't like bubbles and he's not that fond of white wine.
What is
So
wrong with David?
I
Really?
know,
We need
because
to
I
have a
was like,
chat with David.
sometimes, Anyway, so in order to compromise, because we really did feel that the area was suited to growing wine, we spoke to various people and he said, well, what wines can we grow? So they said, well, what about Pinot Noir? So we thought, well, that's great. Let's go for Pinot Noir, not knowing that Pinot Noir is the hardest grape to grow. It's called the heartbreak grape because it is
Yes,
very
it
finicky.
is.
And David's a teacher and I work in tourism. So we knew absolutely nothing about farming or grapes or anything, which is why I've aged dramatically in these last 12 years.
I
But
love it.
but it really teaches you things. I've learned so much about me as a person living in the world by growing something because you are so tied to the weather and to the extremes and also working on the land with your husband, it also teaches you a lot about compromise. And I mean, you know what it's like, it's always compromise, but there's such, so we had to learn our strengths and weaknesses. And my strength is definitely not the hard labor on the farm. David's very good at that. I'm more sort of, I think I'm going to become more like sitting here and speaking to you, Janet, telling us all the
Well,
wonderful
you're
things.
perfect at it, I must say. You're perfect at it. Let David do the hard slog work there in
Absolutely.
out in the field, and be the man.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll do the internet stuff, like go online and post the pretty pictures. Yeah. So it is hard work and it is eventually rewarding, but it's something that you never ever stop learning. I mean, we are still basically, if you had to take it in terms of school, I think we'd still be in grade R in terms of what we still have to learn.
That's a very good reference point.
So, Yeah, it was it's just lovely. Every day we go out into our plot and I overlook the fields of vines. I overlook the Titsikama Mountains. The Brahmon Cellar is next door. And we're so blessed really. We've worked hard, but I
Amazing
mean
location.
we are. I mean, we are just. Oh, and we overlook the elephant sanctuary. So in the morning, we
Oh,
get up
you
with
know,
our
I
cup of
was there
tea.
and I can't tell you what a life-changing experience it was. It's really, in fact, hashtag Theta's a vibe is
It
not
is.
just a hashtag.
No.
It really is an aura because we wanted to stay longer, and that's why I'm saying I'll come back because it's the kind of place you can come back to several times and see new, new and exciting things. I really do believe you can visit over and over again and be wowed. So you
Yeah.
are really very blessed to live in the area, and it sounds like you have the perfect location. Now tell me about the actual wine, and I see there's lots of awards that have been won.
Well, so our output is really small. I mean, we make between, well, the 2023, we made 2,280 bottles. And last year we made just under 4,000, and the year before just under 4,000. So it's for us, I mean, every single bottle that we produce, we think, oh, we have created this masterpiece. But of course, you have to send it off to various competitions for the people who know to taste and judge. Our first award we got from Michelangelo. This is the wine that I'm sending you, which was our first, the 2018. And it is, I mean, as it's laying in the bottle, it's just become more and more beautiful. It really is,
Oh, it sounds
expresses,
amazing.
yeah, it's a real good expression of a Pinot Noir, very much a Burgundy style. And then in 2021, I'd sent off, no, in 2022, I sent off the 2021 vintage. And I was looking in Michelangelo after they said all the awards, and I was looking in the silvers, and there was nothing there. And I looked in the golds, and there was nothing there. And I thought, oh, we haven't won anything. So then a couple of days later, I thought, well, I'm just going to check the double golds and see how many of our clever winemakers in the area have won awards for other properties. And I got down to that wine domain, and Trues Nellies. We got a double gold for our 2021. So, you're thinking,
Amazing.
oh my goodness. And then Gilbert and Galliard sent through their notification that we got a double gold for that as well. So,
Amazing. This is huge accolades.
yeah, it was. You know, when you're like such a little producer and there's so many fabulous wines that you're competing against that. Getting a double gold or getting a gold is such a big, it really means a lot. You think that someone who knows their wine, who's tasted thousands of wines, has actually noted and said, gosh, that's a really lovely wine. So, yeah, it was a,
Oh,
you
it's
know, when you look,
wonderful. Isn't it
yeah.
great when you get the recognition for all the hard work and people say, this is good stuff? You know, I'm
Exactly.
prepared to put a stamp on it to say, this is good stuff. Oh, that's
Yeah, no,
wonderful.
for us it was just like a little breakthrough when we thought, wow, that's wow. Thank you very much. We were really thrilled with that. So onwards
That
and
is
upwards. Now we've just got to
amazing,
get better and better.
which you will do because David is out there, right?
That
Now
poor man, yes.
tell me, Joanna,
Yeah.
what is your market? Is it local? Is it international? Who's drinking your wine?
Janet, at the moment it's local because we're so little, it would be absolutely
Yes.
unaffordable for us to send it overseas. So we're in a couple of the local restaurants in town. I have friends in Johannesburg who buy the wine. They're very kind friends. A couple of places in Knysna, but it's mainly local, the local people. And also a lot of the wine estates are very kind because most wine estates don't take other people's wines, but Bramante take our wine and Newstead take our wine, So we've got really, our community of wine of in the winelands, they really are gracious, and they see the wine for what it is, and there's no what's the word I'm looking for? They're not jealous. It's only my wine that can be in my restaurant. You know what I mean?
So they're
They're
inclusive, and
yeah.
it's a community, which is wonderful.
Yeah, no, it's great. We're very lucky to be in this amazing place. So, now there's a little wine tasting shop up the road called the Beaujolais Cafe, and they sell our wine. So it's like very small, but I mean, we slowly catch a monkey. We
Yes,
sort of get rid of it
absolutely.
all. So yeah, I mean, obviously, it would be nice if someone said, "Oh, we'd like to buy 10 cases," and I'll be, "Not a problem." So anyway,
Yes, of course.
it's, you know, we
So
start small.
the wine, the area is excellent for producing the Pinot Noir, right?
Yes.
Because the Pinot Noir grape is grown in the cooler climates.
Yes, it's a
And
very it's a marginal area. So yeah, it's a perfect place where we are to grow Pinot Noir.
excellent. So yeah, I'm interested to know. We've spoken about the wine. We had a good chat about the dogs, and of
Yes.
course, who's buying your wine. I just want to hear, what is a typical day like for you, Joanna, living on this beautiful farm, watching David slog in the fields, playing with the dogs, drinking very good award-winning Pinot Noir?
Sorry for snorting. Well, actually, we have quite busy days because David is a school teacher. So before work, he works, then he goes to work, and then after work, we pour a glass of wine and we go for a walk with the dogs, and then we get
Oh,
back
how
to work.
wonderful.
And then on the week, so there's a lot of hard work involved. But you know, when you are out and about in a very beautiful part of the world, which is ours, we are so lucky, Janet. That little piece of land is ours. So working it is a joy. We are blessed. We are very blessed to have that piece of land.
I
So
think so. And I think that, you know, the yield, it doesn't matter the yield, it
no.
matters the quality of
Correct.
life, right? Because when I
Yeah.
listen to you say, we pour a glass of wine, we walk with the dogs, it's amazing, and
Yeah.
that's good life. So
It
I
is a good
think that's
life.
priceless. I really do believe that is priceless, and I think that it's a good life, and you need to celebrate and enjoy that,
Yeah.
because it's blessings that are boundless.
Yeah.
So I think you've carved out a beautiful life there
Thank
in
you.
the crags, and you know, it sounds idyllic. And we're looking forward to visiting you, as I'm sure some of our listeners are. And you've very generously given us some
Yes.
bottles of award-winning Pinot Noir, and
Correct.
you know, given that it is limited edition, I think they're very, very special, and we're going to be very careful about who we give them to. Because we want them to drink it slowly and have an
Yes.
appreciation. So thank you so much for that, Joanna.
Thank
I
you,
want to
Janet.
hear if there's any parting words from you on this beautiful part of the world, on your very special estate and your award-winning Pinot Noir that you'd like to share with our listeners.
Well, if I can just say just one thing about your wine with drinking Pinot Noir. Pinot Noir is a very unusual wine in that it can be treated like a red wine and it can be treated as a white wine. So during summer, it's lovely if you put it into the fridge and you chill it, and you can drink it chilled. So it's perfect for picnics and hot summer days. And in the winter time, then you obviously keep it at room temperature. But also a Pinot Noir presents itself best when you've let it breathe. So it's always good to let your Pinot Noir breathe, and it's even better the day after if you can actually keep it that long. So let your
That
Pinots
might prove to
breathe.
be a slight challenge,
Yeah,
but we're
no.
always up for the challenge.
Open two bottles.
Yes,
So let your Pinot
good. Good
breathe
strategic planning.
and keep it and have it chilled. It's lovely. So yeah, it is a beautiful wine, and I would like to say thank you, Janet, so much for just choosing a small little place like us and to have a little chat. It's an yeah, I feel well, thank you. Thank you very much for this
Well,
opportunity.
Joanna, it's a big pleasure and it's been an absolute delight chatting to you. I feel very relaxed. I feel like I'm in plet. So obviously, whatever the aura is there, it's resonating all the way back to Cape Town. So thank you for our chat and thank you for introducing us to a beautiful part of the world and a very special estate. And we are looking forward to taste the Pinot Noir that comes from this vineyard. So
Oh,
all the
thank you.
best to you and the family as
Yes.
you navigate the festive season. And you know, we're heading to, can you believe we're in the
I
fourth
know.
quarter of the year? It's just been
Christmas.
madness. As you head towards the end of 2024, and we hope to catch up with you certainly before that. And all the
Thank you.
best, and thank you so much for joining us on the show and sharing this little piece of heaven with us.
Well, thank you again for the invite, Janet, and have a super weekend.
Absolutely, and the same to you. And lots of nice walks and Pinot Noir in a beautiful part of the world. Thank you so
I'm
much,
waiting
Joanne.
for 4 o'clock.
Oh, well, it's 4 o'clock somewhere in the world, as they say.
Absolutely.
All the best, Joanna. Take
Thank
care.
you, Janet. Okay, then.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.